It's interesting how after the resurrection of Jesus, Jesus didn't appear to everyone. He didn't appear to the Pharisees. He didn't appear to the mass of people in Jerusalem who just put him to death. He only appeared to those who, so to speak, deserved it. Those who had faith in him. Those who loved him. Those who were serving him and who were sad that he died and they had given their lives to him. So he came and rewarded them with his visible presence and strengthened them in their faith. And he didn't go to the Pharisees. He didn't go, you know, think of the modern day. You know, we want to spread Christianity today. We want to spread it to the media, and they're the last people that want to hear about the Christian faith. They're the last ones that want to hear the Christian message. And so we can't throw our pearls to the swine in that way, because if we do, they'll take what we say and try to use it against us, as the Pharisees did and their followers. So Jesus comes with his consolations, comes with his enlightenment, he strengthens our faith. But he comes and goes, you know, he didn't stay with the apostles all the time after the resurrection. He stayed for small periods of time to strengthen their faith. Not the sight. He had to strengthen them and be with them and really build them up, because the resurrection was a new belief, a new part of their faith, a new part of their religion. But the resurrection is a common understanding of our faith now. But we still need to be strengthened, and our Lord does. He keeps coming. He keeps coming in different ways and into our spiritual life to strengthen us, to console us, to upbuild our faith. But as we see in the saints, at times he hides himself to stretch their faith more and more. And he will do that as we grow in our faith, as we grow in our living out of our faith, and we grow closer to him. He will hide himself at times and make it difficult for us to exercise our faith, which stretches our faith and makes us long for him more, seek him more, and yearn for him more. And the saints, you know, you think of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus especially. She saw this happening in her soul. She saw the blindness that she was going under, and how she had to live with pure faith, and she accepted that completely. She saw how our Lord was not sending her consolations, and she even wanted that. She even sought that. She even expected that, and she lived with it to the end of her life, as we read in her story of the soul. So we want to try to have that kind of expectation as well, to keep growing and growing in our faith, knowing that our Lord will at times withdraw some of his consolation depending on what we need. And let us expect that. Live purely, more and more purely by faith, which is love. Pure faith is love, giving, serving, doing God's will by faith, not by rewards in this life, consolations, but this definite commitment to do God's will, even if we don't get consolations in this life to the extent that we want. To be totally committed to doing his will as perfectly and more and more perfectly as we can by faith.
Et Jesus.